Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Lieberman, a longtime senator from Connecticut, who became the first Jewish American to be nominated on a major party's ticket, died today at the age of 82. Lieberman's family said complications from a fall led to his passing. It's been said he viewed himself as a centrist Democrat, but he held some liberal views and supported some conservative causes, making him a complex political figure. For more on his political life, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lincoln Mitchell. He teaches in the Political Science Department and the School of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
You know, Nancy Pelosi made a statement today about Senator Lieberman, saying in the Senate and as a vice presidential candidate, he helped pave the way for Jewish Americans in public service. What are some of those contributions, and how do you think that's going to figure into Jewish American history?
Lieberman is an enormously important figure in Jewish American history for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, the obvious one, that he was the first Jewish American on a major party ticket. He was Al Gore's running mate in 2000. And as many of us remember, they barely lost that election, so came within a hair of being, you know, the first Jewish vice president. Additionally, you know, there'd been a lot of Jews in elected office before, right? So even in San Francisco was the first major American city to have a Jewish mayor, Adolf Sutro. You know, people like Chuck Schumer had been in Congress for a long time. Jake Javits was a very influential senator from New York. What made Lieberman unusual in the U.S. Senate was that he was an observant Jew. And he was not someone who, you know, happened to be Jewish. He was someone who kept the Shabbos. He was somebody who kept a kosher home. And, you know, that elevated him in the context of Jewish American history. It also made him a more complicated figure. He was not beloved by American Jews. I mean, certainly, you know, I'm Jewish, and many might, we voted for him when he was running for vice president, but as he moved rightward, he tended to wield his religiosity in a way that made a lot of Jews, particularly liberal Jews, uncomfortable.
He made a lot of Democrats uncomfortable when he ended up backing John McCain for the presidency over Democratic nominee Barack Obama. And I know some Democrats are still mad that he took a public stand against the public option in Obama's signature Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes before that. He made Democrats very upset when shortly after losing, that race for vice president, he supported the war in Iraq, which was a, you know, pretty partisan issue. He was always, for much of the time he was in the Senate, he and perhaps Dianne Feinstein, you know, the late Dianne Feinstein, were the two most conservative Northern Democrats. Oddly enough, they were also both Jewish. His support for the Iraq War, the real sense that when it was time to get behind Obama, this historic figure, and Lieberman, you know, really hemmed and hawed, ultimately, you know, sided with the Affordable Care Act, but tried to gut it. And, you know, it's not just that he supported John McCain. John McCain almost made him his running mate. And John McCain ended up making an historically terrible choice for running mate. I don't know if Lieberman would have helped McCain beat Obama. Obama was an extraordinary political talent. But a McCain-Lieberman ticket would have done a lot better. And McCain and Lieberman could have said, you know what, this is time to get behind our candidates, our party's candidate. And I'm sorry, John, you're a longtime colleague. I respect you, but I'm supporting Barack Obama. And he didn't do that. But I would also point out that, you know, as recently as this year, and I don't mean to speak ill of Joe Lieberman. He died today. Alav HaShalom. May his memory be for a blessing. I mean, I my heart goes out to his family, who I was, you know, knew a little bit, some of his family. But he was a complicated political figure. As late as this year, he's involved with the No Labels movement, right, which is broadly seen as an attempt to put a third party ticket out there to hurt Joe Biden. Chuck Schumer, and this really speaks to the complexity of his role as a Jewish American leader, Chuck Schumer made this historic speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate where Schumer said, and I think he's right here, he said, I speak for a silent majority of American Jews who do not support the far-right government in Israel. And the last public thing that Lieberman did was attack Schumer, a longtime ally, for saying that. And when you put, whether you're Jewish or not, when you put yourself in the position of saying Chuck Schumer is insufficiently pro-Israel, or to suggest that Chuck Schumer, you know, isn't supportive of Jewish issues, you've put yourself out there on the fringe.
Complicated figure indeed. Professor, thank you so much for your time. Lincoln Mitchell, teaching the Political Science Department and the School of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University.